Masechet Kelim Perek Tet Mishnah Dalid Mishnah says, Sefog Shebala Mashkin Temein Venaguv Mibahut. If a sponge absorbed Tame liquids and the liquids are within the sponge, on the outside of the sponge, everything seems dry. Venafal La Avira Tanur Tame. And eventually this sponge falls into the tanur, it falls into the oven still becomes tameh from the liquids that are inside the sponge, even though the liquids are completely absorbed into the sponge, there's nothing on the outside, shesof mashkeh latzeh, because the liquid is eventually going to come out of the sponge. The sponge here is used to soak up liquids and eventually squeeze them in order to remove them. The liquids are eventually going to come out, and therefore they're considered to be not within the sponge. It's not like they lost their identity. It's not like the liquids went into the sponge and now they don't exist anymore, but they're just in there temporarily and they'll eventually come out. And therefore, since the liquids are tameh, they make the oven tameh as well. You can't say that the liquids are swallowed up either and that prevents the oven from becoming impure, because we say that only if something that's alive, a live creature, swallows up something, it prevents whatever's on the outside from becoming tameh. So therefore, the sponge wouldn't be like that. You also can say that the sponge is like something that's in a interior of the interior, like we had in previous cases, and therefore the oven does not become tameh, because that only applies to something in the interior of a keli whose rim is above the mouth of an oven. But here the sponge is entirely inside the oven. Therefore, the sponge is inside, the liquid is inside, and it's considered to be, now that the oven is impure. The same halakha applies if liquids are in other types of materials. Bekin haticha shel lefet veshel gomi. The same applies to tame liquids that were in a piece of a turnip or a piece of a reed grass. Even though the turnip or the reed grass is dry and it falls into the oven, we say that the tameh liquids that are inside of them make the oven tameh, because eventually they're going to come out as well. People would sometimes use the turnip or the reed grass to draw wine out of the barrel in order to taste it. The wine gets absorbed into them and they could become dry on the outside. Another Tana disagrees about this turnip or the reed grass, and they say, no, you can't compare it to the sponge. Rabbi Shimon metahed b'shne elu. Says Rabbi Shimon, the oven is tahor, it's pure in these last two cases, the turnip and the reed grass. According to him, they're different than a sponge. The liquid that becomes absorbed inside of them, becomes part of them, is not eventually going to come out, and therefore it should not make the oven tameh while it's still absorbed inside of it. The sponge has no juice of its own. So therefore, when juice or liquid goes inside of it, eventually it's going to come out. It doesn't become part of something. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the turnip and the reed grass, they have their own juices. And therefore, when the wine goes into them, it becomes part of those juices. And even if those juices come out, it's not like the original tameh wine is coming out. It's a mixture of things that it's batel. It's totally nullified. It's not its own entity anymore. It's part of whatever was in there already. And when that comes out, it's not like anything tameh is coming out. It's just those original, it's just liquids that were within that maybe got mixed in. And therefore, the oven would not become tameh.